Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is a four-time Super Bowl champion, and it's always a pleasure when we get the opportunity to catch up with him. Bill Romanowski with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Romo, good morning. Take us through your emotions when you heard the news yesterday that relocation was going forward and the Raiders would be moving to Las Vegas.
When I heard it, tell you the truth, guys, because I really think of this on the business side, and I want the Raiders to be one of the best teams, if not the best, year in and year out. The only way the Oakland Raiders, now eventually the Las Vegas Raiders, can be competitive is they need a stadium and they need the money to be able to do that. And getting a stadium done in Oakland was just too hard. And the fact that they got a situation and it's going to be approved, and it was approved yesterday, I was like, now Mark Davis can be competitive with the rest of the league. And watch out when that happens.
Bill, when you say that, this past season they won 12 games, and I know that's a lot of dump, that place over there, all the things that's going on, the sewer, all the different things that back up. The organization is trying to make strides. And there was a point there where Mark Davis, I don't know if you heard it yesterday, they asked him, Mark, when did you know it was over? And he said when he came back to town after they got shot down in L.A. and wasn't able to move, he said when he got back, sat down with the city council and all the people, the movers and shakers. And a week later, they said, Mark, we're going to take your lease from $900,000 to $3.5 million. He said at that point he knew it was over. Where did this thing go wrong, and why couldn't the city and Mark Davis find the common ground to make this happen, Billy?
Why couldn't they?
Yes.
Because you were trying to squeeze blood out of a rock. There's no money here in Oakland for them to get this done. And also, they needed the Oakland A's to help them out a little bit. So what Mark wanted to do was both teams move out of the location where they are for 2 years, tear down that stadium, build another one. Well, the A's didn't want to do it. So then that just leaves one other option. Build a stadium right next to it, and that's gonna wreck and be kind of a havoc because of all the construction. So, you know, half of the parking's gonna be gone. It'll be a mess and a big disaster for all the fans. And hey, Mark really loves the way that Oakland tailgates. He loves that situation. You know, that parking lot, the whole Coliseum, all of that area is electric on game day, and he didn't want to lose that. So at the end of the day, the city didn't have the money to get this done, and I think now this is going to be the best thing for him.
What do you think the reaction is going to be this upcoming season, Bill, of the Raider Nation, who will go into the year knowing they have a good team, but also knowing that the team's going to leave? Do you expect the mood to be different among Raider Nation in Oakland?
You know what? I really don't. At the end of the day, it's about winning. And if they got a winning team and they're out there kicking other teams' asses week in and week out, everybody's going to want to be there. I know I'm going to want to be there. And guys, how about just focusing on being present and being here in the now? You know, it's like I think about Jack Del Rio, the coaching staff, all these things. You know, and I saw Donald Penn, you know, on ESPN this morning. At the end of the day, Donald Penn may not ever play in Las Vegas. Jack Del Rio, if he doesn't win, may not be coaching the team in Las Vegas. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to kick ass, and he'll be the coach for probably another 5 years. But you never know in the NFL.
Bill Romanowski with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Bill, imagine you're a young buck fresh out of Boston College and you're drafted by the Las Vegas Raiders. You're moving to Las Vegas. How would you avoid some of the temptation that the city has to offer?
You know what? The temptation that's in Vegas is in every city. You know, if you got money and you're a decent-looking guy, and you want to, go that direction, hey, it's there. And it doesn't matter where you are, what city, it is there.
You fit all those descriptions, Bill.
It just happens to be a little more prevalent there. But I was a focused young kid, and that wouldn't have affected me at all.
On an unrelated note, we always enjoy talking movies with you because you've had an accomplished movie career. What did you think about that gaffe at the end of the Oscars? They announced La La Land is the winner, and then it turns out it's Moonlight? Imagine if you're up on stage trying to give your acceptance speech.
Well, I do know this. I love La La Land. That, to me, was a great movie. As far as that whole screw-up, it was kind of crazy to me, and I don't know what I would have done, but I thought they were pretty, I thought they handled the situation pretty well under the circumstances.
It was an absolute shocker, Bill, and I too loved La La Land, a very sweet romance. I thought the singing and dancing was better than I expected, and the set design, Bill, remarkable, but I digress.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were in a movie too. I forgot about that.
Love the flick.
Peter playing.
Love a good musical, but Bill, Raider fans in Oakland, if you're a Raider fan, and I know you are a Raider fan yourself, former player, but should Oakland stay there? Should the Raiders stay in Oakland one more year, or should they vacate after this next season and just rip off the Band-Aid once and for all?
You know, I think they ought to stay here the next 2 years. You know? I really do. You know, stay here, play it out. I think the Oakland Raider fans are going to stay Raider fans, and it just means they'll travel a little bit further the games. People will go. I think there'll be a mass exodus from this Northern California area to Vegas every weekend when they're playing at home there.
Four-time Super Bowl champion Bill Romanowski with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Romo, we appreciate your insights today. Thank you for jumping on with us, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Awesome. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.